The comedy of Cheech and Chong are back. Cheech and Chong on their newest album, Los Cachinos, available at Mad Cats on the Ode label.
Class, come to order, please. Class, we are very privileged today to have a very special guest in our room. His name is Mr. Stadenko. And Mr. Stadenko is a narcotics officer.
There's the story of the Strawberry Revival Festival, Don't Bug Me, Evelyn Woodhead Speed Reading Course, and many more comedy items by Cheech and Chong on Ode. It's the Mad Cat special this week at all Mad Cat's locations. Buy it for only $3.74.
Hey, you guys be quiet, man. We're almost at the ticket thing.
See Mad Cats for the Cheech and Chong album special and keep current with music from Mad Cats in Hall Plaza, Southwest City Mall, North Park Mall, Colony West, and in the Jacksonville Shopping Center.
This is Tin Can Alley.
Say it's but a game, and they let it slip away. Love like the autumn sun should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. All the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years come and go, take us up.
dreams. So they say, for the fools, and they let them drift away. Peace, like the silent dove, should be flying, but it's only just begun. Like Columbus in the olden days, we must gather all our courage, sail our ships out on the open sea, cast away our fears, and all the years will come and go, take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again.
So I won't laugh while laughing is easy.
It's a 70s movie flashback from Tin Can Alley.
Somewhere between science and superstition, there is another world, a world of darkness. Nobody expected it. Nobody believed it. And nothing could stop it. The one hope. The only hope. The Exorcist.
Marin!
Warner Brothers presents William Peter Blatty's The Exorcist. The Exorcist, directed by William Friedkin. The Exorcist, rated R.
The Exorcist, now in its eighth record-breaking week at the Center Theater. The Exorcist.
You're listening to The Sounds of Tin Can Alley. My name is Barry Mack. This would be Mike Oldfield.
Thank you.
is their only charting song for the calendar year of 1974, coming from their double live album, Bayero from War, that went number 33 on the charts that summer. Tubular Bells from Mike Oldfield, that actually wasn't recorded with the movie The Exorcist in mind, but that's where the song ended up. Released as a single just after the movie was released in December of 1973 and made its way to number 7 the following spring. We May Never Pass This Way Again from Seals and Crofts in front of that. It got to number 21 in the fall of 73. And we heard from McCartney and Wings with High, High, High. And in spite of the BBC banning that song from their airwaves, that went to number 5 on the charts in England and over here got to number 10. I got Fogelberg's first top 40 hit next, as well as the second one from Pogo. But first, I've got this.
You get the best deals from the determined dealer Guatney Chevrolet, and you get small cars at small prices during the Manzanova LN sale going on now at Guatney Chevrolet Main Street exit Jacksonville. There's the brand new Monza Town Coupe, the economy Monza S hatchback, the sporty Monza 2 plus 2 hatchback, and the luxury compact, the Nova LN. They're stylish little cars at big savings during the Monza Nova LN sale at Guatney. Drive out for a better deal at the determined dealer, Guatney Chevrolet, the Main Street exit in Jacksonville.
Your kind of music. Music.
On Tin Can Alley.
Thank you.
Been around for almost 10 years and had never hit the top 40, but in the first half of 1979, they hit the top 40 twice, in the Heart of the Night from Poco, and eventually peaked at number 20 in July of 79. And Part of the Plan was the first charting single from Dan Fogelberg. That got to number 31 in March of 1975, and had some guitar contributions from a fellow named Joe Walsh. Well, I hope you had a good time listening in, and I hope you continue with that habit. I'd like to remind you that the archived audio bits that you hear on the program are from the KAAY Audio Archives. Those are preserved in perpetuity by the Butler Center and the Central Arkansas Library System. Almost 2,000 audio files, news items, promotions, commercials, and PSAs and such. And I want to thank John Miller and the Central Arkansas Library System for their help with that. Well, our last song comes from a band that went through a major transformation, both in musical content and personnel, and the name of the band too, by the way, in the early 70s. They came out of the 60s as something of a pioneer in psychedelic rock, but certain fractions developing within the band. Several members left, several new members came in, and one member actually left and then came back a couple years later. When it was all said and done, they figured a name change was probably in order by 1974, even though they only changed one of the two words in the band's name. From the 1975 Red Octopus album, and sounding nothing like the White Rabbit from years before, going to number three that November, this would be the Jefferson Starship and Miracles. And until next time around, I am Barry Mack. Woo! This has been Tin Can Alley. Honk. And as always, Cowbell, I thank you very much for listening.
So would I, if only you believe like I believe, like I believe. Good afternoon, opera lovers, and welcome once again to Opera in the Sticks.
Tin Can Alley.